Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 3rd of March, and sponsored by the UK Investor Show. Starting off with Bahamas Petroleum, where we've had a very strange sort of run of price action here with the sort of the rally for August and September, then flatlining until the end of January, etc., etc. Current situation is we've got a rising trend channel from early January, floor of the channel there at 4 pence, which was temporarily breached last week with the stock market crash. But at least while we're above this uptrend line from January at 4 pence, we could see the shares head up towards the top of that channel as high as 6.5 pence over the next 4 to 6 weeks. A bit of a resistance line there from last month there around the 4.8 pence level. So if you're looking for a buy trigger, breaking that line there would be the one to lead, hopefully, the shares up to 6.5 pence after that. Going on to a stock which seems to divide the market quite strongly. Some people really like the stock and others really don't. But we've got a rising trend channel here from December. We called this up from, I think, 1.2 pence, 1.3 pence in January. So at the current share price, things are looking obviously relatively quite rosy. The easiest thing at the moment, though, is that we've got the 200-day moving average there at 3.24 pence as a technical stop loss, and while above that, looking for a top of December price channel target as high as 5 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. This stage only really back below the floor of the channel at 2.6 pence really kills the recovery argument for the shares. On to a stock which I covered yesterday after its update, Big Dish, but it did actually rather strangely went right back to the area of the 50-day moving average at 2.73 after hitting the 200-day line earlier in the session. And we've got the opposite way around today with support coming in at the 50-day line and the shares rallying to the 200-day line. Still looking for that end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average to lead the shares on to retest last month's resistance at 5 pence. Big picture target here, the top of last July's trend channel at 7 pence, but obviously some work to do before we get anywhere near that. Covering ITM Power again today as well. Yesterday, the shares were around, I suppose, the 115, 116 level, something like that. Closed very well yesterday and gapped up again. So we've had two gaps in a row there for the shares, which does suggest that we'll at least retest the intraday high of the year at £1.71 as a minimum, and possibly looking for a top of, hitting this resistance line that I'm just about to draw here, towards 200 pence after that. This stage really back below the floor of the latest gap at £1.30 really delays the upside scenario and a possible 200 pence target for ITM Power. Stock which I've also covered quite a lot of late, but continues to be interesting, let us say, is Powerhouse Energy. We're now back near the highest levels of the year to date, and looking for further gains. At this stage, we can say that we've just broken that line of resistance from February around 1.3 pence, and while we hold above 1.3 pence, similar setup to the one we can see at ITM Power with a move to that December resistance line projection as high as 2.3 pence, valid while we remain above the 1.3 pence level. Symphony Environmental, a stock which I looked at yesterday as well, couldn't resist looking at it again today. I pointed out the way that we'd found support for the shares above old July resistance, and we were looking for a partial or even full retest of the 27.75 pence high of last month. That looks like that will be achieved, and I suppose now it's just a matter of trying to work out what the next target might be for the shares. Obviously, this is a rather optimistic call, but it does look as though 40p could be on track, which is a May resistance line projection, once we, or if we, clear 27.75. And we remain bullish while the shares are above 20 pence, which was that resistance on the way down for the stock the other week. Going on to another stock which I covered yesterday, which was Strategic Minerals. That stage, the shares were just below 0.55. We've broken that today and actually headed up to nearly 0.65 as an intraday peak. The same message that we had for yesterday still stands while we're above 0.55, looking for perhaps 0.8 or 0.9 pence once some of the slack is taken up in the lower levels at the moment. I suppose if you're cautious of the stock, you might wait for an end of day close above the 50-day line, but it does look as though that resistance line from February at 0.55 is key to the fortunes of Strategic Minerals in the near term. Stock which we're also waiting for a breakout for is Tertiary Minerals. It's been in this frustrating 0.3 to 0.4 pence band over the last, well, it seems like for weeks, but just a couple of weeks, I think, so far. End of day close above 0.4 is what we're looking for if for the bull argument to pan out, and then a partial or full retest of that peak seen last month at 0.9. So some work to do there, but end of day close above 0.4, the technical trigger on Tertiary Minerals at the moment. That's it from me. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.